Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found a very threatening Punky radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week we've got seven sacks of punk. Here comes the first bit. Wasted life. Arrogance. Listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Wasted Life and Arrogance from their new album, It Means Nothing When You're Dead. Played a couple of songs off it. It's out on STP Records right now. And STP Records website, actually, hi to Stuart from STP, is stprecords.co.uk. But more pertinently, what is Wasted Life's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/wastedlife?
No. MySpace.com/wastedlife77, and that is the numeric 77. There you go. So, now then, I've had a letter, Tony.
You've had a letter?
I've had a letter. Well, it's an email, but it looks like a letter.
Okay.
A letter and email form. You know, remember the old days?
Yeah.
When people just send us stuff.
Glory days.
Dearest Paulie B and Tony, I've been out of touch for a long time now, but still listening. I've fallen quite behind, though. Open brackets, I have taken a new job that's taken up all of my time, close brackets, and I now have 15 episodes to get through. 15. Just while you're there, that's 120 songs, my friend.
Nice.
Which means it's approximately 100 examples of me talking bollocks. I am looking forward to catching up over this week in time for a fresh Punky next week, which effectively means that Bill from New York, and hello, Bill.
Wow. Hello, Bill.
Has got 15 punkies to listen to. That is two punkies a day, which is doable.
Oh, you can do it. Yeah, yeah.
It's doable, but it's also... Because he's got a new baby, hasn't he, our Bill? He's got a new baby.
Has he?
Yeah, people who listen for the first time, you know, we like to keep in touch with how our dedicated listeners are doing it. And they send us information, and we read it out on air whether they want us to or not, basically. But yes, congratulations, Bill. Is your missus shouting at you in the background?
Yes, she is.
Do you want to find out what
it's the TV.
Oh, actually. It's the TV, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, She's shouting at the telly. Typical woman. Right, so anyway, that's that. I'm going to do the next thing as well. So thanks very much for getting in touch, Bill. If you've got anything that you'd like to say to me at all, just email paulieb@punkyradio.com. You could, of course, send me a joke. That's what Glombongo pissed off in the Congo done, even if I could say it. And he says, my son came home from school at 7 yesterday evening. I said to him, where were you? He said, with Jessica. I said, what were you doing? He said, revising. Then picked up a snack off the table and said, these fish cakes are lovely. I said, wash your hands, son. They're donuts. If you have a joke, why not email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type in your email, comedy suburbs. And well done for getting that in, because I did threaten to do every single thing I ask you to do myself this week. And I haven't had to, because guess what? We've also had a poem before the next song from Joni H.G.'s. And thank you so much. This is her latest limerick. Hey, P&T. Getting punkies like downloading a jewel. Listening to you boys is always way cool. Music, fun and frolics. You two talking bollocks in rare time off and fooling with your tool. Nice. Thank you very much. And that is this week, Joni H.G.'s, the Little Hampton Lipstick Lesbian. It's actually quite a nice thing for her.
Yeah.
Especially when you consider that her quote that she shops around like the shameless hussy she is moving around the country licking women one city at a time, quoted by, of course,
your good self.
Me, indeed. That's right. If you have a poem for me, email paulieb@punkyradio, tighten your email poetry corner. Right, last week's show went really, really smooth, didn't it?
Yes.
This week's one is already going wrong. It's time for our second track this week, and this is possibly the band with the best name we've played so far this year.
Nice.
That's what I reckon. They're part of a 4-strong punk rock assault that's come through from Music Clout this week, Music Submit, might be Music Submit. You'd think I'd know with 4 of them. Music Submit, I think. And 4 great tracks every once in a while. No, Music Clout, every once in a while. I'll get it right. Hello, Brett. I know the guy who runs it. Every once in a while, they send me a load of songs they think I'll like. I listen through them, and I liked 4. And they're all on this week's show, and these are the first ones. And I think they're from Liverpool, Northwest, anyway, I think. And they describe themselves as a mathy punk rock band. I think they're a right good racket. What I want to know is, what is their SoundCloud page?
SoundCloud.com. But,
yeah, because you don't know the name of the band yet, do you?
I've got it in front of me.
Oh, that's cheating. All right, then, go on.
SoundCloud.com/ Jean-Claude Goddamn.
Yeah, it is. And it's Jean-Claude. It's JeanCloudGoddamn. Jean-Claude Goddamn. 21, Pauly B and the Internet. Earn Asker.
Yeah.
That was Jean-Claude Goddamn and a track called Ice Cold, which I did describe as ass cold in my French accent, which I suddenly meant might have sounded like I had a cold ass. I haven't.
No?
But my top half is a little bit chilly, what with me being inside. I mean, not wearing anything, Tony.
Are you naked? Oh, nice.
I'm only naked from the waist up.
Are you hanging around your pants?
I am hanging around in my pants, yeah.
Nice.
In every sense of the word. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Escape.
You got any Facebook comments?
I do.
Oh, I should really do the intro. I didn't do it last week, did I? Should get your Facebook comments intro.
Yeah. Okay.
Right, here goes. This is a brand new Facebook intro that I wrote especially today. Set?
Yeah.
Oh, it's already out of tune, by the way. Facebook.
It's longer.
Yeah.
That's nice, I like it.
It's very out of tune as well.
Yeah, a little bit.
I should think it went out of tune when it saw my nipples.
Do we all?
Yeah.
Thanks for your Facebook comments so far this week. If you are on Facebook, please do leave us a comment on our wall. Easy way to do it, go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like our page, and leave us a comment. We've got a couple this week. Please do that, first one is from Belter, who does say big thanks to Punky Radio for indulging us by playing our new single. Obviously that's, we played them last week. And the one from Autopsy Boys, who just says, just wanted to stop by and say cheers for playing Rich Kids Playground, really enjoyed the show, love Autopsy Boys.
Thank you very much, Belter and Autopsy Boys. It's nice to know the bands are listening and getting involved
at the very least.
Audience, yeah.
But yeah, thanks for that. Yeah, did you leave a comment on our wall?
I hope you liked both of those comments, so they knew that we'd seen them.
I probably should do that, shouldn't I?
You should do that, yeah. Whenever anyone leaves a comment, like it.
Yeah, good point.
Feel free to write something like thanks under it or something, and just like it so they know that it's actually been worth them putting it down.
I should do that.
I think it's polite.
You're right, of course.
Of course, I'm right. I'm right, and apparently I have manners.
Yeah.
that's only alleged, though.
Okay.
So, yes, if you are on Facebook, just nip to our page, Punky Radio, and leave us a comment. As you've just heard, they get read out on the show. Right, should we do the next track?
Yep.
Here's something we haven't played in a bit. A little bit ska punk. This is a band, I think, from either Los Angeles or Las Vegas. It's lost something. It might be Los Mibaleros. But anyway, this is the Johnstones. I'm calling it like that because it's how to spell. Bit of a clue for what I'm going to be asking you afterwards. This is Pistol Whipped. Hey, little sister, when you change to the cook, you gotta catch yourself again. I said, hey, little bunny, got you bleeding for the money, gotta catch yourself again.
So much fun. You got the radio playing, show me, hey, me. Hey, little sister, when you change to the cook, you gotta catch yourself again. I said, hey, little buddy, got you bleeding for the money, gotta catch yourself again. It goes bang, 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 bang. 19, 23, 14, 15, school teams, go beats, full speed, your dreams. Shut the screen, live your dream, world don't stop, you might have a last get breathe. You got the radio playing, got the music going down. It's like a bad, bad dream. I saw you goodbye, waiting around, waiting on another life. It's gonna sweep this one out of the way. Hey, little sister, when you change to the cook, you gotta catch yourself again. I said, hey, little buddy, got you bleeding for the money, gotta catch yourself again. Hey, little sister, when
fun until the sun comes up on the dreams of Never Die Boulevard.
Crotch Goblin.
You're listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Johnstones, or the Johnsons, but you know, because there's lots of bands called the Johnsons, they all have to change the name a bit. I have something very interesting to say later in the show about this, which is quite unusual. But anyway, that was the Johnstones and Pistol Whipped. What is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheJohnstones.
Can't help thinking I'll telegraph that, Tony, but yes, it is indeed. It's Tony 2, Paulie being Internet 1, and after the thrashing of a couple of weeks ago and last week's death, you're looking good for this week. I have to say, you are looking good. Now then, did you do anything last week?
I didn't last week.
Tony, I ask you every week.
It's a good point.
Yeah. Last week.
I did do something. I don't know what it was.
I climbed.
I went to the dentist today, and I've now got elastic in my mouth. Evil bastard. Yeah, just put a piece of elastic in, as a little bit of a braces update. I went for the adjustment today, and I've got everything's in pain. My teeth are hurting, and I just put a metal hook on my bottom tooth and my top tooth, and just put an elastic band on it. So now every time my mouth, a little bit of a workout. It's nice.
Hold on. So he's putting an elastic band between a top tooth and the bottom tooth.
Yeah, the back teeth.
The back,
molars.
I thought you
were
saying in the front.
No, not the front, no. Yeah, a bit of workout. So I'm basically at the gym right now.
Oh, good lord.
Yeah. Apart from that, I did actually hang around the flat in my pants almost the weekend. It was very nice. How was it? Went to the metal. We'd been hoarding all of the metal. So all of the cable, copper pipes, radiators, everything was put in a room, and we took it all to the scrap metal on Saturday morning. Got £360 for it.
Good lord.
Yeah. That's what I was
saying. That's why everyone's nicking it.
Yeah. You can see why they do. I can't believe it. It wasn't even really that much. But £360, man.
Good work.
Very happy with that. And then I did celebrate by watching lots of films and hanging around in my pants. And then Steph came back from Germany yesterday.
Oh, of course, because she was away, so you could hang around in your pants.
Yeah.
Of
yeah.
It's good fun, isn't it, hanging around in your pants?
It's all right, actually, yeah.
Did you only have one sock on?
I had no socks on.
Oh,
unfortunately.
Yeah. You're some sort of rebel.
I know. Yeah. Did you do anything?
Yeah, loads.
Okay.
Last Thursday, I think I can say me and my girlfriend Linda by now, can't I?
Ooh!
Yeah. I think so. My girlfriend Linda's Norwegian, and she came over here, and we celebrated Norway Day, or rather their Constitution Day that they call Thontamai or something or other, which happens every 17th of May. And we celebrated in style, first in the Victoria pub, and then after that at the Ashcroft Arms in Luton, where we went to the Victoria. I was dressed in a red suit with a white shirt and a blue tie, and she had a red dress on with a red, white and blue rosette on, and we were both holding Norway flags, and we just walked into the Victoria pub on a normal Thursday night. Everyone looked round and I went, "What? It's Norway Day." And they went, "Alright." So went out the back, we were having a chat with a load of people outside, we had a drink, and then when we came back in, people who hadn't seen us to start with, I walked through totally oblivious to what was happening, but she heard everything that was going on. And we got outside and she was already laughing. I said, what's funny? She said, all I could hear as we were walking through was people going, Norway Day. It's Norway Day. Norway Day, of course. Norway Day. And all these people were just saying to other people, well, it's Norway Day. That's why they're dressed like that. But we went, oh, right, okay. So it was just completely matter of fact, Norway Day. I have just received a text message from Vic, who is the landlady of the Vic, who said, oh, by the way, you look really, really good in your red suit last week. And I said, I'll get you for finding out about that. She went, I was there, you idiot. You walked past me. I went, sorry, I drink a lot.
Nice.
So we went up to the Ashcroft Arms where we celebrated Norway Day rather too well. She was in bed by midnight, can't remember a thing about it. But I had a great time. That's the important thing. Then on Friday and Saturday, I did the Comedy Cafe. And on Saturday night, I went to the 12 Bar Club to see The Rebel.
Ah, was it good?
Nah. I don't want to talk about it. And then on Sunday... Oh, on Sunday, I might do a music review after the next two songs, Tony.
Okay.
Because a film review. I meant a movie review.
Oh, okay.
See, I'm so obsessed with music, I can't say movie, I've got to say music. But yeah, I went to see a film. And I'll tell you about it after the next two songs, because we've got two songs in a row now. Listen out for Voltaica and Sexo Inert. I've probably said that wrong, but I might be close. First up, we've got a band called Sex Slaves. Now, we never played these before, but it's all right. This is a great introduction to them, as you will discover. What I want to know is, what is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Sex Slaves?
No, it's not. Well, there might be one, but the one I found was Facebook.com/Eric13Music. Eric13Music. I imagine Eric 13 is in the band, but certainly there are music videos and photographs of the band on that page. Enjoy this. This is WTFRU, which of course means what the fuck are you?
Betsy's box.
Wake up!
You're listening to the Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Volteca, who I think from Spain. So it's probably Volteca. And thanks for another. Hopefully we'll play something from them in the future, because they came through direct and said, look, we're a band. No, they're a band from Galicia, which is in Spain, isn't it?
I don't know. I know that place.
I think so, yeah.
It sounds,
so.
Doesn't it?
So anyway, hopefully we'll play more from them in the future. You've probably noticed by now, this show is pretty full on different sorts of punk with every track this week. We're not stopping. We're taking a little break during the next song, but then after that we're back to it. It is pretty much punk all the way through this week in some way or other. We had some street punk, we had some math punk, we had some ska punk, we had some crazy punk. Then we had some crazier punk. And that was from them. What I want to know is, what is Volteca's Bandcamp page?
Volteica.bandcamp.com?
It is indeed. Volteica, V-O-L-T-A-I-C-A. So my apologies if I've said that wrong. But that's a nice little hint to the fact that I am going to be going to Spain next week. More of that on next week's show. Tony 3, Paulie B, the Internet 2, do you have a gig guide?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for Tony's International Gig Guide? 12 bar, I imagine.
It is.
I was there on Saturday.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Good. So yeah, 12 Bar Club, still on Dunwich Street in London. As frequented by Paulie B. I'm going to do Thursday to Saturday. They've got something on Sunday, but it's just an open mic night. And there's no prices and nothing's confirmed. So I'll do Thursday to Friday, Saturday. First of all, so this Thursday, 24th, Viva Las Vegas, The Ted Army, The Jewel, and Le Tosseurs. With your host, Natalie Brenico and Jose Silva.
I like the sound of that.
Sounds good, doesn't it? Let's toss it. Have we played them before?
Let's toss it. Yeah. I think we might have, yeah. We've played The Jewel, certainly.
Certainly, yeah. How much do you think that is?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
Friday, 25th May, the Green Rock River Band, Sanjuro, Allegra Shock, The Alvarez Theory, and more to be confirmed. It's a Juanita Moonshine Promotions present Bamalam
Juanita
night.
Moonshine.
Juanita.
Bamalam.
How much do you think it is?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
And Saturday night, Death Valley Surfers, The Buff Daddies, Shotgun Club, and Scant Regard. Plus more to be confirmed. London Calling night. Punky
it's going to be brilliant.
Stamp of approval.
It's going to be brilliant.
How much do you think it is?
£6.
It is.
Oh, come on. I've done the punky six, right there. I wish that had been the lineup last Saturday.
Was it not good then?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. That's it for 12 Bar this week, literally.
Excellent. So that means that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. 12 Bar. Let's just say there's a bloke called Tom in Oslo, and he hadn't got a good record of recommending bands to me, and that record continues.
Okay.
Let's just leave it there. Right, we're going to take a little break from punk now, but only kinda. Because we're on this new internet station now, aren't we? What's it called?
Extreme Metal Radio.
Extreme Metal Radio. So I thought it was only right we should get some rock back on the show. Going to do it right now. It's a band called Red Lizard. I think they're Italian. What I want to know is, what is Red Lizard's website?
redlizard.it?
No, Red Lizard, and that's with two Z's, dash or hyphen, online.com. redlizard-online.com. Paulie B, the Internet 3, Tony 3. This is really getting itself ready for a big finish. This is Deep Down.
Sunshine burning my veins. I've got you too high, sugar, faking all the illusions. Yes, I got to watch the deadliest games. Let me through the system, there's no really a difference to the glittering price that I paid. I was once what I was, time to care the bus. I will go back, but I'm living today. Deep down.
wheels, just like a burned field. Within the audio of your own mistakes, you got no one to look up once you have what to look for. Blinding light of distraction, you can see a reflection, written hell in every drop that you take. Ripping flesh from your bones, start to hear the drums under the grave that you made yesterday.
Looking.
You're listening to Dr. Slagglebury underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
In fact, I might ask you to turn it up a bit in a little bit.
All right, I can do that.
Just for a few seconds, just so people can hear it properly, because I think our new listeners on the Extreme Metal?
Extreme Metal Radio.
Hello, that. Extreme Metal Radio. We're going to play some pretty hot stuff you're going to like in a minute underneath us. So, are you doing anything this week?
No, definitely not. You just house and work as usual.
Right, in that case then, turn Dr. Slagglebury up a minute.
Nice.
And now turn it down again. Right, so so anyway, this, I've got an interesting week, I suppose. Got to get my car in to service. I'm going to take it after we've made this show. I've got to drive it up to the garage, leave the keys there, walk back. Hopefully they'll sort the car out on Wednesday, because on Thursday I'm going to Whitby.
Whoa.
Yeah, Whitby, of course, is where Dracula allegedly landed for the first time, didn't he? It was there. And it's the home of the Whitby Goth Festival.
Okay.
The reason I say that is that my movie review will be coming up in the next bit and concerns vampires.
Ooh.
Yes, indeed. I'm going to be going to see my mate Andy, who I think you've met as well, Tony. Andy Delahunty.
Oh, really?
Andy Delahunty now is an hotelier in Whitby after his former glories at Wankpot 103 that we all used to be on. He now runs hotels. And I'm doing gigs in Newcastle Friday, Saturday. So I said I'd go up on Thursday and stop off in his hotel, and me and him would have drinks and that. So I'll let you know how that goes and whether there's anything else planned by it.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Then I'm at the Hyena Friday and Saturday.
Cool.
So, and I'm looking forward to that very much. Hopefully I'll see my mate Graham. And you never know, I might even bump into Arstus Rastus, the third punky bloke who, with his empty promises.
Promises the world.
Hello.
God.
We were all set about a year ago, weren't we, to have a brilliant new website. It yeah. never happened.
New.
Mind you, I can't help thinking you could have done something about that.
Probably, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, really. Let's face it, out of the three of us, the only one who's really keen to do this is me, and I'm the only one who doesn't know what he's doing. But yes, anyway, that's this week. So if you are in the Newcastle area, do feel free to pop into the Hyena and say Hyena to me. Right, that makes sense, doesn't it, I think. Now, this is when I'm going to tell you about the next song, the next band, and why names are important.
Okay.
You remember I said about the Johnstones?
Yeah.
They couldn't be the Johnsons, they probably had to be the Johnstones. Well, this isn't something I was expecting. My mate Graham is in a band, a new band, who rise from Baldock, Hertfordshire, and they're called Billy Skins Fifth. And I thought, this is an unusual name, Billy Skins Fifth. I wonder why they're called Billy Skins Fifth. Well, when I went to try and find their website, I fell upon the website of a band from Helsinki called Bill Skins Fifth. What are the chances? So that Y is vital. Don't get them mixed up. There's a long way between Baldock and Helsinki, trust me. So I'll tell you all about the bits and bobs to do them afterwards. But in the meantime, this is a brand new track of theirs, as mixed, in fact, by Chris Hollis, who's been mixing half of my album as well. This is Heart of Stone.
Oh,
honest, the planet smashes underneath us right now, thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And might I say, it has been a great job.
Yeah, I am good.
That was Billy Skin's Fifth on a track called Half Stone. A brand new band. I'll let you know when they get their first CD or EP or whatever it is they've got planned out, but that is on the net somewhere at the moment. What I want to know is, what is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Billy Skin's Fifth.
How are you spelling Billy Skin's Fifth?
BILLYSKINSFIFTH.
No, BILLYSKINS, the number 5TH. Making it Paulie B in the Internet 4, Tony 3. Oh, the pressure.
Oh, dear.
Right, now, have you got a track?
No.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Because I've got a twat that I'll mention in a minute, but first of all, I want to do my movie review.
Okay, go on then.
Because you do movie reviews and people really love them and say, why don't you do more of them, that they're really interesting. So, on Sunday afternoon, had a bit of time to kill, and me and Linda, my girlfriend, from Norway, because if you've got a German one, I'm having a Norwegian one,
no, it's fair play, it's fair enough, yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. We went to see Dark Shadows.
Oh, right, okay.
The Tim Burton film.
Yeah, yeah. It looks awful. Is it good?
Well, what have you heard about it?
I've just seen the trailers, and it just looks, I don't know, like a weird comedy thing. This looks odd.
I really liked it.
Okay.
I thought it was really, really good fun. And yes, you're right, it's a funny film. There are some really funny bits in it. It's got serious undertones, but funny bit. There's one very funny bit in when Johnny Depp's character, who is a vampire with an English accent from 200 years ago, who's rocked up to cause a load of bother, has this big... I don't want to spoil it, but just... There's a big speech about balls.
Okay.
And it's very funny, and it's about him wanting to hold a ball and everyone else saying, to try not to laugh, as he goes, look, this family are famous for holding balls. We've held some of the biggest balls there have ever been. It goes on and on and on. But it's really funny. But it's a lot more sexually explicit than I thought it would be, and there's a lot more bad language in it than I thought there'd be for a film stroke movie with a 12A rating.
Okay.
And I thought, do you know what? This should probably be more than a 12, you know? This is quite graphic in bits. But I didn't mind, because obviously I'm an adult, I can handle it.
Mm.
When we walked out of the film, there was a kid on the road behind us, and as he walked out, he said to his dad, he went, Dad, you know what? He said, I shouldn't have been allowed to see this. And he said, there's too much swearing and too much violence. I wasn't scared, but he should really have been a 15. It's really funny. Kids these days, they self-regulate.
Nice.
It's amazing. And Dad, I'm ashamed of you bringing me to this. I shouldn't have been allowed to see this. It's fantastic. Best review for a film I've ever read. Excellent. I mean, I've felt that way about a few films.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have been allowed to see this, but on the basis, they were rubbish. Now then, so I suppose we ought to... you just explain what your little twat thing that nobody cares about is, will you?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so every week I like to reveal someone who is worthy of the title of Is a Twat to the world, but I need you to nominate them. Without you nominating, there is no future. So please do nominate them. Easy way to do this, go to... No, don't go there, email me. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want my twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's that simple. Obviously, you must know a twat. Email me now.
I obviously do know a twat, Tony. This is quite a big twat. You might remember a few months ago, I fell asleep on a train. Do you remember this?
Yes, when they tried to charge you for a ticket.
That's right. I fell asleep on a train and I missed my stop. And the ticket inspector not only tried to charge me the full ticket to get me back home, which I was quite happy to pay, they also tried to charge me a penalty fare of £20, and I refused to pay the penalty fare. Now, because I didn't think it was against the law to fall asleep. So, well, it was just one of those things that happened. It was an unfortunate incident. I offered to buy the ticket, but not pay the penalty fare. Because I wouldn't pay the penalty fare, they wouldn't let me buy the ticket either.
Mm.
right, which was just entirely ridiculous. But anyway, I went, all right, okay, you'll have to arrest me. And they went, no, we'll write to you. So anyway, what eventually happened was that they sent me a thing saying that they were going to take me to Cambridge Magistrates Court, where the case would be heard in court, and that they were applying to get the £21.20 fare, not the penalty fare. There was no mention of that. There was no mention of it in what they'd said. They'd left it out of the official notes, and it made it look like I just had refused to buy a ticket. Hmm. I sent a letter saying this is not the case. They said, and the magistrate said, this letter will be read out in court. Don't worry, you don't have to be there. So I was in Norway last week. I get back. There's a letter from Cambridge Magistrates Court, and this is what happened. I have been fined the £21.20 for the ticket, the £100 court costs that I was expecting, to be honest. They said you'll have £100 court costs. I thought that would be the end of it. No.
Okay.
Cambridge Magistrates Court unilaterally fined me £150 for I don't know what, which they keep themselves, and I've had to pay £15 victim support. Now, I'm not entirely sure who was the victim in me falling asleep on a train or me getting fined £150 by those fucking crooks, because they've just had that money for themselves. First Capital Connect haven't had it. They've just got their £21.20. So First Capital Connect got me to go to court to basically give Cambridge magistrates £150. Guess who's not happy? Me.
Blimey.
So I've got a big fuck off is a twat right here. It's quite involved. It's multiple twattage. Are you ready, Tony?
I am.
So I would like to say that first and foremost, the ticket inspector that woke me up four stops after the station I should have got off at to ask me for my ticket, who could have asked me for my ticket before the stop I was supposed to get at, thus avoiding all of this, part one. First Capital Connect for being absolute wankers and not letting me sort this out over the phone, and then when they did send the case to court, lying about what they'd said and what I'd said, and finally Cambridge Magistrates Court, and indeed all magistrates, for being fucking crooks and ripping off Middle England for no other reason than they can from everywhere. Ready?
Yep.
Is a twat. That is a multiple twatting involving two organisations, one person I've met face to face, several people I haven't met and hope never to, and an entire company that I don't mind if they all go down in flames. I'm not saying for one second that you should now go and petrol bomb the First Capital Connect offices at King's Cross Station at all. I mean theoretically in flames, and I'm in no way held responsible when it does actually get burned down by someone. Just want to make that quite clear right now. And if you've got any matches left, go to Cambridge, look for the Magistrates Court.
Nice.
Yeah, I think I've covered myself there.
It's a good twat. It's a shame it's cost you so much to get it.
It's just unbelievable. This £150 fine to the magistrates was really, really out of order.
So there you go. They ignored your letter completely then?
Probably. Oh, they had to read it out.
But they ignored it.
They legally had to read out this letter saying, this is what happened, this is why it's ridiculous, this is why I've offered to sort this out, it shouldn't have come to court, my apologies to all of you that it's here. And they turned around and said, wipe their arse on it and charge me £150 just because they fucking could. And it just drives me mad. Anyway.
Okay.
How suitable then that the title of the last track is called For Rich or For Poor?
Nice.
This is Bank of Random Jack, Tony. What I want to know is, what is their pure volume page?
Purevolume.com/randomjack.
It is.
Is
it? Four. Poorly Be an Internet. Four. Keep the poem going, for rich or for poor.
We'll be right back.
Okay, then, that's about it for this week. My apologies that the last section was so long, but I hope you can understand why that I had a lot of stuff to get off my naked chest. There's some things we'd like you to do before you vacate this here podcast. What are they, Tony?
Please do leave us an iTunes review. They make a massive difference to us, help move us up the featured rankings of iTunes, and they're free. So please do that. Easiest way to do it, go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that. It will open up the music store with our page on it where you can review us. You'll need to log in. So you'll need an iTunes account. So log in, review us. 5 stars only, obviously, and we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or the US, if you email me your review, tony@punkyradio.com, we'll feature it on the show.
Yes, that's very good. And it's about time we check those iTunes as well. Also, just briefly, could you run through the internet stations that carry the show?
Yep. We are on hussieskunk.com. That's HussieSkunk.com. Run 3 times a week. And we're on other great shows and music. We're on the internet's Talk Superstation at TalkSuperstation.com. We're on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, PODUNKRadio.com. And the newest one, Extreme Metal Radio. That's Extreme with an X, XTREME, metalradio.net.
Thanks to all those stations for carrying us. I hope you're listening right now. Thank you to everyone who downloads this show. Please do send in your responses to the questions we ask you. You know what they are. Send us a poem, send us a joke, send us a twat. Do all that sort of thing. Send us whatever rubbish you want. We'll read it out, quite frankly, and we like to. Mm. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.
Bunch of guns.